From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agatette. Let's stick with our microbes and wildfires theme today. Researchers are also looking at how microbes in the soil can be restored to health so that the soil can support plant life. Emma Vandenide of the Mountain West News Bureau takes us into their lab.
There's a big oven-sized box sitting in the lab. John Speer, a professor at the Colorado School of Mines, opens the door and puts in an ash sample from a Colorado fire before starting it up. To me, it sounds like a plane engine, but this machine has a very different function.
That will act as a microscope. It'll magnify the sample.
He's on the hunt for microbes. Picture these tiny cells that could be the width of a human hair or smaller. This tool allows him to see what cells are left after wildfires have burned away some 96% of them.
That's a microbial cell right there and right there. See those little dots?
That's a microbe.
Those are microbes living on, probably living, or they're residing on that thing, whatever that thing is.
Wow.
Wildfires are very destructive in the West. Data from the National Interagency Fire Center shows that over 6 million acres burned here last year. But depending on the severity of a fire, some microbes could survive deep in the soil. They're crucial to mixing minerals together to make healthy soil, allowing grasses, plants, and trees to grow again.
So the goal is, can we predict the outcome of a fire before it happens? Can we predict how fast a soil will become a soil again after this drastic disturbance?
His team started their test back in 2016, and since then, they've looked at 3 fires in Colorado. Speer says this research is important to preserving life in the Mountain West.
We need to understand how that affects our whole ecosystem around us, because that's going to affect our water quality, the way we can grow food, and the way we can live, recreate, and be near a forest.
To analyze the soil, his team needs to collect it first.
We'll go in there literally with a spatula that we sterilize, and we'll scoop out the soil, and we'll put it in tubes, and we freeze it in the field, and then we bring back and extract DNA out of it.
That's the job for Carmen Villaruel. She's a graduate student at the school.
I've already put the ash and soil in them, but they have these really tiny silica beads in them.
She puts the tubes into a bead beater that will separate the cells in order to get the DNA. It acts and sounds a lot like a blender you'd find in your kitchen. From there, she can run different tests to figure out what exactly is in the soil. For her, this research is personal. She grew up in California and saw the impact of wildfires.
I want to be involved in figuring out how we can remediate these areas after this.
The research is still in the preliminary stages, but Speer has been surprised by how quickly the microbes came back.
Even at medium and high severity, the microbes are back and working within days.
Those microbes are hard at work, breaking down bad soil and rebuilding it. With this information, Speer's team can use a process called statistical learning to predict how the soil will recover over time. But it's not all good news.
Places that were formerly forest may not be forest in the future.
That's Chuck Rhodes, a researcher with the Rocky Mountain Research Station. He says when fire season was shorter and less severe, the ecosystem would recover on its own. But due to climate change, it responds differently.
These severe fire seasons may send vegetation in directions that may not look like it did before, and it may take a really long time.
Microbes are just one part of the ecosystem puzzle. Without trees and plants, harmful nutrients can easily slip through burned soil, endangering the water with algae blooms.
If we're seeing severe wildfires in those areas and they're not, those areas are not revegetating, then we should be expecting that we may have downstream consequences that might be lasting for a long time.
These fires and their impacts aren't going away. But Speer says his microbe research offers hope.
If we can better understand how to manage fire and manage the rebuilding process of that by understanding soil, to me, that is priceless.
For now, his team will continue to gather samples for the next couple years, watching to see how the soil recovers over time. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenide.
I'm Samantha Wright, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.